Our next guest is Dr. Paulo Eiskold, and he's deputy director of AcroWorks, and is also been involved in aerobatic competitions and worked for the Red Bull Air Races for a time as well. But you're here today to talk a little bit about cutting edge piece of technology that is going to help people understand aerobatic competition and how that works. So explain a little bit about this application that you have.
Yeah, today we're going to do the IAC demo. Yeah. The International Aerobatic Club is here trying to show the public what competition aerobatics is. And Jeff Bourbon and Mike Lance will fly the Integral R, Aura Integral R, and the Super Decathlon on the Sportsman Intermediate category. And to help people understand everything that's going on with the airplane, we're going to install a little data acquisition system inside the airplane, and we're going to transmit that data to the ground and put that on the internet, and people will be able to use this software called AcroWorks to visualize the airplane flying, the maneuvers that they're trying to fly, and the public will be able to score them and give their opinion about how good their flight was.
And this, you introduced this last year, right? Was it the first year?
Last year is the first time we used the IEC, the AcroWorks for the IEC demo. And people was very pleased about it. Of course, we are learning how to make it work. Is that right? So I expect a much smoother and a better engagement with all the public this week.
And not just here, but there are other opportunities for the public to use AcroWorks to see other people fly as well, sometimes in competition or in their practice.
Exactly, yeah. AcroWorks is a hub for the enthusiasts of aerobatics. Mm-hmm. If you're a pilot, of course you want AcroWorks because it helps you to be a better pilot. If you're not a pilot, but if you want to learn more aerobatics, you can go to AcroWorks and you can watch flights from everywhere around the world, different categories, you can see all this there. From last year to this year, I'm pleased to say that the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds use AcroWorks for their training.
Wow.
So sometimes you can see some of their flights there in AcroWorks as well. It's pretty cool.
Good. How can people get a hold of the application?
They just need to go to www.acroworks, spell AcroWrx. So yep. The word works is cut short there. .com/IAC. And on the time of the show, which we don't know yet, we're going to know after the briefing, it will come live, and they will see which pilot is flying. They will see a 3D representation of the airplane with exactly how the airplane looks, and a little button on the bottom where they can score the flight. So please go there and help us score Jeff and Mike's flight.
Good. And sometime between 2:15 and 6 today, we'll know.
Yeah. I believe on the schedule, we're kind of in the middle of the pack, so it should be more like 3 o'clock.
Sure. But we'll be talking about it here from the announcer stand as well, and so this would be your good opportunity to make sure you're all logged in and ready to go for when those flights take place. Do you have a sense of how many people generally watch not only this IAC thing, but some of the other?
Last year we have a few hundred people joining it. Nobody really knew about it much. Yeah. We're trying to promote it. So we hope to have a better audience this year. But it was very interesting last year because we had people all over the place and all different ages. Is that right? Last year, Britton Lincoln was one of the pilots, and her grandma called her back and said, "It was awesome. I really love that thing." And so we're very pleased with that last year.
Oh, very good. Well, hopefully we'll have good reactions like that this afternoon.
That's what I hope for.
Let's talk a little bit about your time with the Red Bull Air Races. That was a very interesting period of aviation history, not only for you, for being a part of it, but also for those of us who were spectators as well.
It was, yeah. Red Bull Air Race was fantastic. I really miss it. I don't miss the traveling around the world on coach class, but I miss the race as well. And we're going to have the opportunity to have the flying booth here with the P-38, the DC-6. And it's just great what that company is doing for aviation around the world. Is that right? Not only with the flying booths, the Red Bull Air Race, but all the other sports they promote and they sponsor. The air race was just fantastic. It's like a true competition where pilots had to develop their skills to the absolute limit, And we as engineers, we try to be as creative as possible. We never cheat, we just bend the rules. but fantastic time.
What was the technology like that you were using then at the air races compared to some of the technology that's available today? I mean, things have really leapfrogged from where you were.
You're absolutely right, Steve. AcroWorks is an evolution of what I did for the air race over the years I worked there. What I developed very early there in about 2008 was the ability to optimize the trajectory for the pilots and find what is the best path that the airplane should follow to be minimum time on the racetrack. But I had a way to record the data from the airplane and show the pilot what he was doing right or wrong. And that's when I started to develop this little data acquisition system that was self-portable, just stick to the airplane and go fly and handle the high dynamics of aerobatic flight. If you put just a GPS inside, it doesn't work because we accelerate so fast and turn direction so fast, GPS just got lost. And I did that for 12 years for Red Bull. And I kept it under the radar because I was a competitor. I didn't want anybody to copy. Is that right? It was just later in the early 2020s when I started to fly aerobatics myself that I said, well, for me to train, I need that technology. So let me bring it back and use it for me. And when I started to do that, I said, well, this will be really nice if I give to other people. Now I'm not competing anymore. The air race doesn't exist. I can open the box a little bit. And that's how I created AcroWorks. And today we have a couple hundred people all around the world using it to become a better aerobatic pilot.
We're talking with Paulo Eiskold and AcroWorks. This piece of technology that we've got going is really amazing. So this afternoon you'll be able to actually tune in and watch. If you're here, you can watch it live. If you're at home, you can watch the live stream, and also on your phone, watch the actual dynamics of the flight. Really, very, very cutting edge. This is great, and a wonderful way to I think introduce people to aerobatic competition, which is different than air shows, right? It's much more precise. But also a way to get younger people involved who are very, very technology driven to be able to bring them into our world as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, and aerobatic competition is the stepstone to become a better pilot and to become an airshow performer. If you want to ever become an airshow performer, good thing if you fly aerobatic competition.
What level of competition do you fly?
I do fly advanced.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah. So there's...
Primary,
thank you.
Sportsman. Intermediate, advanced, and unlimited for the big boys.
Are you going unlimited someday?
I don't think. I don't think so.
How many competitions do you fly?
I didn't fly many competitions. And I keep busy developing AcroWorks and try to do the online competitions, so not a lot.
Okay, and this is something that are more and more airshow performers using this to help hone their acts as well?
Yeah, we see a growth on both sides, the aerobatic competition pilot, but a lot of airshow performers, formation teams are using it now to study their position over the box, and that's what the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds are using. With the Blue Angels, they can teleport their flight from this week to the next show, so they can study all the obstacles and everything, so it's a pretty unique system.
Is there one airplane that sort of inspired you to follow the aviation path that you're on?
That's a great question. I got the aviation bug very, very early on my life. My dad transmitted that disease to me. But I was always in love with the aerobatic airplanes, you know, the biplanes, the Pitts, the Kristen Eagle, and then the monoplanes. And I just love the extras. They are just so graceful airplanes to fly. And that's the one that I fly. I learned how to fly the extras with Wayne Handley, which is privilege to be call Wayne a friend. And, yeah, that's the one I really enjoy.
Airplanes, what are you going to do, right? So, again, if folks want to get on the AcroWorks site and watch today's competition, even be able to do a little scoring as well, What do they have to do?
www.acrowrx.com/IAC.
Okay, good. So that'll be during the air show, probably 3 o'clock or so this afternoon. So what's next for you? First of all, this week, is there anything that you're particularly looking forward to seeing?
I was very pleased that the IAC gave me an award this year, the Kurt Spitz Award for Product Development. So hopefully to get that before I go home.
Okay. And then once you do get home, what's next throughout the rest of the year?
I hope to fly a lot. I don't have any big projects going right now, but hopefully fly a lot. And during those flights, get good ideas to develop new projects.
Very good. Well, Paulo, thank you for being a part of our show today, and good luck with AcroWorks, and we'll pause for the airplane.
Here it comes.
And we will look forward to using the AcroWorks this afternoon during the air show.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, EAA and the IAC, and looking forward for all this.
Very good. This is From the Stand. I'm Steve Buss, and you're listening to EAA Radio.